Norwich City's new manager, Dean Smith, no relation to Delia, got off to a cracking start in his first game on Saturday, the 20th of November, with a fine 2-1 win at home to Southampton. Grant Hanley and Timo Pukki scored the goals for Norwich, and generally Norwich fans approve of the new regime. These are some of the online comments, starting with those from My View. I think one huge noticeable difference today is that the half-time regroup certainly had an impact. Smith has the tactical awareness to tweak. The players respected and responded to his half-time advice. To concede such an early goal and yet still win itself demonstrates City will become a different animal to the opposition as normally we roll over. Yes, definitely we rode our luck, but luck is something we all need from time to time. Points is all that matter right now, and today hopefully is the start of many more points to come. My View continues, win ugly, win lucky. Who cares? We simply need wins and a win was delivered. Half-time tinkering was the key. Smith is a wise Premier League manager and the pot of experience he brings has certainly been missing. With Smith, we have a chance to retain our Premier League status. Fantastic. Really proud of the team and the copious amounts of grit shown. Back-to-back wins to boot. They looked like a team fighting for each other, says Andy Gray Ryder. Michigan Canary adds, a good second half, but Dean Smith and Craig Shakespeare have a lot of work to do to get us playing as a cohesive unit, creating many scoring opportunities for 90-plus minutes. Ron King continues, real tactical nous from Mr. Smith. Let's hope it continues. The fans were awesome. Push Billy Gilmore further forward, as Smith did, and watch his talent unfurl, says Malaga Flyer. Just why Farker played him deep beat me. Waste of a creative outlet. Second half, Gilmore started to show just how good a player he is. And finally, it was a breath of fresh air to see Smith make the right substitutions at the right times.
It may well be cold out, but if you're out and about doing your Christmas shopping, you may well sympathise with this next letter writer. The Christmas hordes are hotting up and crowding to stores and shops. May I make a heartfelt plea that the store and shop owners turn down the suffocating heat in their shops and changing rooms in these COVID-19 anxious days. One old lady just about fainted in the lift and I couldn't wait to get out into the fresh air. Surely it can't be healthy, and a cooler atmosphere would make shopping far more pleasant and healthier too.
Often as we get older, we're advised to downsize, but here's an argument in praise of upsizing. I really enjoyed the article on To Downsize or Not to Downsize by Dr. John Caro. What a super couple he and his wife are. I'm nearly 70 and thinking of upsizing as my apartment isn't really big enough for me now, as not only have I just started taking a full-time fine art degree and need studio space, but I have a son who lives with me as well as a daughter and new grandson whom I'd like to stay as much as possible. I chatted to my daughter about this whole subject and we decided that living the life you enjoy while you can, is of the utmost importance. Why spend time living a lesser life just in case you become ill or infirm? If you do, you can always put help in place to overcome any problems while still enjoying your home. As much as his children want to help, realistically, this could take over their entire life. And I'm sure he wouldn't want to become a burden. I certainly don't. And having spent a lot of time helping my wonderful mother before she died, I know that is a burden. However much we say it isn't. If one of them is left later on, then that person could always rethink the situation. So, I wholeheartedly back their decision to stay where they are and enjoy their life and each other in their wonderful home. And that's from Sue Warden of Blackendale in Norwich.
And finally, what have the engineers ever done for us? Asks Paul Milner from Sheringham. Good to see Rachel Moore rightly making the case for the professional engineer. Evening News, November the 18th. As Rachel says, too many uninformed folk associate the word engineer with someone in oily overalls. The fact is, without engineers, we'd have no TV, no films, no central heating, no computers, no roads, no bridges, no motorcars, no lorries, no trains, no ships, no aeroplanes, no hospitals, no skyscrapers, not even any newspapers. In fact, we'd still be living in the cold, leaky hovels, much like our forefathers did in medieval times. When we recall the word engineer, we should be thinking of people like Isambard Kingdom Brunel, Sir Barnes Wallace, Sir Alec Issigonis, and Sir James Dyson, not the person who repairs your washing machine or fixes your car. Honourable and important though those trades are, they are technicians and mechanics. To make the point, one of the best descriptions I've ever seen says, engineers don't have to wash their hands before they go to the toilet. Hear, hear, Paul. And now back to the news.